It's Friday, February 14th, 2025. Here's a summary of this week's top local news stories for Arlington and Falls Church. The U.S. Department of Education announced it has opened an investigation into the Arlington Public Schools policies regarding transgender students. America's First Legal filed a complaint targeting a 2019 APS policy that allows students to use bathrooms and locker rooms that align with their gender identity. This inquiry is part of a broader investigation into five Northern Virginia school districts. The complaint claims violations of Title IX and a presidential order from Donald Trump. APS spokesperson Frank Belovia emphasized the district's commitment to its non-discrimination policies, disproving the allegations. As the investigation unfolds, the Federal Office for Civil Rights remains neutral while gathering evidence. Gusting winds swept through the D.C. area as a wind advisory was in place Thursday night. Residents experienced gusts up to 50 miles per hour, potentially causing downed trees and power outages. The National Weather Service cautioned about high-profile vehicle difficulties and urged extra vigilance under these blustery conditions. A children's book, P is for Palestine, a Palestine alphabet book, faced scrutiny at a Falls Church library after a complaint cited anti-Semitic language. A passage featuring I is for Intifada sparked the review, given its historical connotations of uprisings against Israel. Library officials, led by Director Megan Dotzler, are conducting a formal review process to decide whether the book will remain on the shelves. Starting Monday, Reagan National Airport will see substantial parking reductions due to ongoing construction. The closure of 850 spaces in the economy lot marks the beginning of efforts to construct a new parking structure, with peak reductions reaching up to 100 spaces. As infrastructure improvements progress, the Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority urged travelers to plan accordingly and reserve parking ahead. In the heart of Clarendon, two new bars are set to energize the nightlife scene. Nettie's Tavern and Bow, a country-themed establishment featuring a mechanical bull, are moving into the former locations of Coco Bee's and Bee Live, which closed due to safety violations. Building requirements are being addressed and construction will begin next week. Falls Church is advancing legislation for enhanced affordable housing capabilities. A pair of bills in the Virginia legislature aims to empower Falls Church to develop programs for moderately priced housing, joining several other Virginia localities. The bill's passage would mark a significant step for addressing housing needs and fostering diverse housing options. Finally, Wakefield High School's Paragon Robotics team achieved a historic milestone by qualifying for the VEX Robotics World Championship. Competing at an elite international tournament, Paragon secured its place with a third-place finish and impressive performances. While preparing for the world stage, the team members are refining their strategies and seeking sponsorships for their journey. That wraps up this week's top local stories. See you next time.